This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. I have mentioned that even recently when I spoke about one of my best sponsors in terms of podcasts and golf tournaments, that for roughly 3 years now, it's been Brandon Legal Group, and a friend of mine who works in the medical industry responded, "What type of law do they specialize in?" Funny you ask, because that is why I consistently tell you, you need not ask that question as it relates to Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm. I guess you need to ask that question with most lawyers or most law firms. You need not ask it with Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm. Does that answer your question? A question that doesn't need to be asked. They also service the greater Tampa Bay area. Sure, home offices in Brandon. I've been there to pick up golf gifts, golf prizes, open house, or just pop in on Jeremy, Sean, and other great people that work there and say hello when I'm in the Brandon area. Perhaps they don't like that. Brandon Legal Group does service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, work, nor have your legal issue within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. To reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Look forward to them having their regular foursome in Todd Wright Tour XXVII coming up at West Chase Golf Club on Saturday, October 3rd. If you'd like to be on the waiting list for an individual tee time, twosome, or foursome in the next Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, which will be at West Chase Golf Club, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's. Papa John's of Tampa Bay has been supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for 5 years now, and they were the original sponsor of my first podcast, the first year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which we are now in season 5. It is a separate podcast for you to listen to and subscribe. All you need to do is Google Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and you will find it. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the original sponsor of that podcast. They do so much for my golf tournaments in terms of catering, prizes. Mike Lentz, who is the general manager of the store on West Waters, plays in every golf tournament. He played in the Todd Wright Tour field trip to Fort Myers at the wonderful River Hall Country Club. Thank you, Jim Hafner, in Alva, just outside of Fort Myers last weekend. Denny Gray is the store manager at the West Kennedy store. Somewhere out there, I have to reconnect with Abraham, who has moved around to various stores because he's very good. Abraham, one of my original favorite guys in the Papa John's of Tampa Bay family. Hey, they've just added the Buffalo Chicken Papadilla to the family of papadillas, and the promotional price of $6 per papadilla still exists. It's technically a promotional price. It's been many months at just $6. It's a bargain for $6. It's the Philly cheesesteak papadilla. There's the Italian papadilla. There's the chicken and bacon papadilla. There's the meatball pepperoni papadilla, and now the buffalo chicken papadilla. Did I say Philly cheesesteak? I think I did. I think I mentioned them all. I think I got them all. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for your longtime support of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Check out the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla for just $6. Emails about the Toddcast, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Fantasy football emails, please email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and run through the social media. Instagram, @ToddWright2020. Twitter, @ToddWright2020. Facebook, one page fits all. I will never ask you to like an additional page, and I expect you to return the favor. One page should be enough. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Let me cover a little ground here. I was hoping to preview the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, but the Lightning were the only one that got it done, up 3-1 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. A credit to them. Finish the job. Get your rest. Move on. And in this case, move on to Edmonton. The Lightning are done playing in Toronto. the conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals will be in the Edmonton bubble. So the Lightning are done playing games at Scotiabank Arena. I always knew it as the Air Canada Center for the All-Star game I covered in 2000, various Raptors games and other events when I was traveling to Toronto. But the Lightning will be making the move to Edmonton. The Islanders were not able, despite a two-goal comeback in the final 7 minutes, to eliminate the Philadelphia Flyers last night. So the Islanders are up 3-2 as we cut this Toddcast. The Vegas Golden Knights also didn't get the job done against a rookie goaltender for Vancouver. Also a rookie goaltender for Colorado got the win, and the Avalanche getting it done the same night later on in Edmonton, where the Lightning eliminated the Boston Bruins. Colorado extended their series. So the Lightning up 3-1, finished the job in Game 5, something Dallas nor Vegas nor the New York Islanders could do. It's well done. I don't know that it necessarily means anything long term. It could hurt the Islanders or Flyers if that series gets really physical going 7 games. There were some players injured on both sides last night in that game. You avoid that by simply winning series in 4 or 5. That's considered winning quickly, 6 or 7, not so much. Speaking of Toronto, let me just throw this in because I wanted to cover a few things and do it as rapidly as possible. I have spent a majority of the previous month of August watching hockey on NBCSN, and sure, there occasionally was a game on, what, USA? I guess CNBC had a game. NBC, obviously, does national games, either in prime time on the weekends, and they'll have much of the Stanley Cup Finals with a great Doc Emmerich on the call on most of those games. And I listened to hockey coverage on Sirius XM NHL Radio, and I have made various appearances over the years on shows on Sirius XM NHL Radio, and I enjoy the hockey conversation. But I'm just going to ask for one thing going forward from the people who are in charge of staffing and programming for NHL Radio. I'm not questioning the validity of the content, but it's 2020 now. And I think we've also seen during this the last 5-6 months, people can work anywhere in various capacities and get the job done. And this started in radio well before people were working using Zoom meetings and Skype. It happened before this trend, which was done out of necessity, in many cases. So I would like to ask the powers that be at NHL Radio, I think you will improve your product if you actually have some shows hosted by people living in the United States. I know you have people that contribute who live in the United States, but it certainly sounds to me that virtually every show, and I know the network is based in Toronto, and I have no problem with that. But if you want a more accurate representation of the National Hockey League, you might want to consider having hosts who don't live in Canada, who will broadcast from their homes or from studios and be the lead broadcaster on a show, not a co-host, not a contributor, living in America. Because annually, the way Sirius NHL Radio wraps themselves in the Canadian flag, and the most recent example is pounding the drum for the last remaining Canadian team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Vancouver Canucks, solely because it has been 27 years since a Canadian-based National Hockey League team has won the Stanley Cup. But the homerism and the bias is obvious. And the nauseating comments on Markstrom, the goaltender for Vancouver, and, oh, you know, he's going to be a free agent, and, you know, Vancouver has no choice but to pay him six years, and upwards of $40, $50 million. They can't afford to let him fit the free agent market. Yeah, on the verge of elimination, guys, where was Markstrom in game five last night? Three words: unfit to fucking play. You oversold it because you're biased. And no one who follows hockey on a regular basis in America would make that mistake about Markstrom. He had a decent to above average first round, and he played well in game two where Vancouver beat Vegas. But you just made a case that the Canucks have no choice but to pay big time money to keep a potential free agent goaltender who was benched, unfit to play, on the verge of elimination in the semifinals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's simply because you wrap yourself in the Canadian flag as it relates to your sport. If you had some hosts who follow the game passionately, like I do — I don't want the job, by the way — who live in America and actually are closer to American teams, which, hate to say it to you, the last 26 plus years that have dominated the Stanley Cup playoffs, your network might sound better. You do have listeners in America. You do have hockey fans in America. So if you actually want to cover some of the better American teams better, maybe outside the original six and the Penguins, that's where your coverage is lacking. You seem to have your most knowledge on the original six and Canadian teams. But when it comes to the Lightning, when it comes to the Golden Knights, and many other non-original six or teams not named the Penguins, you're lacking. And that's because you don't have hosts who live in America and follow the hockey by living in America, and would treat Canadian teams like just another team until they have a reason to treat them as more than just another team. And for the most part, over the last 26 plus years, there isn't a Canadian hockey team that has given us much of a reason to treat them as that. So there's my comments about listening to SiriusXM NHL Radio and how they should upgrade their programming and have some shows actually based in America, hosted by American hockey fans. The Lightning do advance. They lose Kucherov in game five. The move that John Cooper made was to move Anthony Cirelli onto the number one line with Andre Palat and Braden Point. The loss of Kucherov does impact that number one line. Cooper was then down to 10 forwards in that game because he played originally 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. But he didn't mix and match lines. He didn't go for it with the win. He made one move to change the lines, to juggle for Kucherov's loss, and that was pretty much it. Meanwhile, Bruce Cassidy was mixing and matching his lines as best he could, especially double-shifting Pasternak, doing everything he could to win that game. Barry Trotz was mixing and matching and sending out various combinations to attack the Philadelphia Flyers down 2 goals in game five to extend that game, and it worked. I think it just continues to show that John Cooper is not going to have a coaching edge in the National Hockey League playoffs going forward. He certainly didn't have one against John Tortorella, even though they won that series. The loss in that series last year spotlights that. Torts has a cup. Cooper does not. I think the matchup with Bruce Cassidy is pretty close to a push. Personally, I would rather have Cooper, but there were some times where Cassidy did things in the Boston series, and again, is dealing with a goaltender who took his equipment and went home, and had to go with a backup goaltender who was never signed to play every game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Which brings me to how the Bruins handled Tuukka Rask and how the Lightning are handling Steven Stamkos. Much like me, Steven Stamkos is in Tampa, Florida. The Lightning will deny this. Actually, they just don't want to talk about it. It's worse than a denial. It's a secret. Shh. We're not supposed to ask about Steven Stamkos. You're not allowed to ask. Well, the only reason people aren't allowed to ask is because the Lightning want to control the narrative. They own the building where the one newspaper that covers the team exists. So the reporter has to be very careful, and she hasn't really been covering the team that long, so she doesn't really have the sources, nor wants to challenge the organization to out that Steven Stamkos is not with the team in Toronto and will not be with the team when they arrive in Edmonton. He is hiding in Tampa, Florida. Now, I'm sure there is hope that Stamkos will feel physically good enough to get on a plane at some point and travel to Edmonton and try to play and contribute as the Lightning pursue a Stanley Cup. But it is a bad look for the organization, and it is a bad look for the organization's captain. But I question why he was ever the captain in the first place, other than he's considered the best player on the team. And you've kind of built everything around him with how long his tenure has been and that he could have left a couple of years ago but decided to stay. Stamkos shoots the puck, and he shoots it very effectively. That's what he does. There aren't many intangibles with him. He's not known for hitting people. He's not known for policing the ice. He's not necessarily known for the forecheck. He's not known for his defense. He shoots the puck. He's a captain in a letter on his sweater only. The team knows it. The team's following the lead of Victor Hedman and the guys on that number one line. Kucherov, Palat, Point. Remember, the previous round, Palat said, Point's the best player on our team. Arguable. Some would still say Kucherov, he was the league MVP last year. Some would say Vasilevsky, he was the Vezina Trophy winner last year. Others would say Hedman. So you do have four arguments there. Funny, not a lot of arguing for Steven Stamkos these days, but shh, you're not supposed to ask your children. You're not supposed to ask where Steven Stamkos is. You're supposed to just buy into the lie and just assume that he's with his team and everything is fine. Where the Lightning could have handled this like Boston and basically said, yeah, you know what? He's not here. Here's why he's not here, and we're not sure when he's going to be back. We hope he's going to come back, but we can't control that. Boston handled it, and it's because the Lightning don't have a strong enough GM, a strong enough coach, and right to up top, they don't want to handle this. So I have the right to say Steven Stamkos is in Tampa and not with the team, just like anyone else does, until proven otherwise. Because they will continue to deny, and the more they deny, the more they're just covering up the truth. It may have no impact at all on whether or not the Lightning win or lose the Stanley Cup. Would they be better with Steven Stamkos being on that power play, firing from the dot to the right of the opposing goaltender the same way Alex Ovechkin fires that shot from that exact same spot? Of course, and they're hopeful that they will have that. But the way they and Stamkos have handled it, this leading up to us, is childish. So you have the right to question it, and I have the right to say he's not with the team, until which time Stamkos or the team proves to me and you otherwise. I'm not buying what they're selling, and I have no reason to buy what they're selling, and neither do you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, you can call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, they've just added the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla to the family of Papadilla flavors, and each Papadilla remains promotionally priced at just $6. Thanks to Mike Lentz of the West Water Store, Denny Gray of the West Kennedy Store, the entire Papa John's of Tampa Bay family, Papa John's, longtime supporters of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. We'll talk to you next time.